Taste of my latest, one of my newer songs. I recorded that right off my iPhone 12 XS Pro, I believe it's called, with my headphones. Did everything with one Apple product, and that would be my iPhone. That's kind of what I've been doing lately, just out of pure convenience. I am a professional producer with a pretty much professional studio with all the bells and whistles, but sometimes when you're just by yourself recording, it's too much. Like, it's just too much gear to worry about, and it kind of takes your focus away from the music and into the technical stuff that can get frustrating. So I like the convenience of just putting on my headphones and recording. The downside is it's kind of the lazy way to do it. Quality is surprisingly good, but it's not probably as good as it should be. I don't know, judge for yourself. I'm going to start inviting people to talk on here as well. What else? Oh yeah. So I finally took control of my Apple Music accounts. They appear to be like hacked or like, I don't know, kind of fucked up at first, but I just got the new Apple iPhone 13 Pro, and the updates have been making it to where the hackers can't really penetrate as easily, so I can. I'm starting to do my normal stuff. I think they're starting to get it. It looks like they took down a lot of their stuff online. Although I haven't really checked, because I just. That just makes me pissed off, and I don't like to be pissed off. I like happy things, like making beats and making music. Something I've done my whole life, and I've literally watched the whole technology boom evolve into what it is today. And you know, when I first started making music and beats with equipment, and technology, it was a mission, man. I remember when I first got my computer and my microphone, and I had the program Cubase pirated. I thought I was set, and so I plug it all in. I'm like, wait a second, how do I plug in the microphone? Oh shit, I need an audio interface. Damn it. So back then they were a little more expensive, and of course I was in a band, so I wanted the 8-channel one. So I believe there was like a Presonus FirePod that I ended up getting after like 2 years later, and I love that thing. Yeah, I could. We bought a rehearsal space, and I recorded my band. Recorded the drums, the guitar, nice little 3-piece session. And it was cool. It worked out all right. Back then, I was using nothing but PCs because PCs were easy to get pirated programs back then. So I couldn't pay for them, obviously. Sorry, I did smoke some weed here. Smoking on some decent weed here. I'm a weed connoisseur. A little about me. I love OG Kush. It's my favorite weed. I was born and raised in Long Beach, LAOC. I say that because I lived on the border of OC and Long Beach, in a little town called Los Alamitos. So I was always in both places, different parts of my life. I was in Orange County more. Different parts of my life, I was in Long Beach more, but I ended up liking Long Beach more, so I ended up moving over there and living there for years and years and years. And that's where I kind of consider home. I didn't like Orange County because we lived, everything was just too cookie cutter, and we lived by like, our food choices sucked. Like, we had a Paul's Place, which is like a basic burger joint right by our house, and like a McDonald's and a couple other little fast food joints, and that was it. And they're like kind of far, not even walking distance. And the bars were kind of far too, and that was when I was drinking a lot back then. I was living with my girlfriend Jessica in Buena Park, right by Knott's Berry Farm. And then when I moved to Long Beach, I was like walking distance from all these cool bars and all these fucking new age restaurants, like this one Greek restaurant called Neo Cafe. Oh, yeah, the best lamb burgers and just like the best, coolest restaurants over there. All in walking distance. And the Ralph's was in walking distance, so. And my favorite little bar, Gallagher's, that I used to always go to. It's right there, and that's where I kind of learned how to sing in front of people, because singing in the shower and singing in front of people is two different stories. Some people are easy, more, I guess, less nervous around doing things like that in front of people. But me, I was kind of shy growing up, and singing in front of people was the first time I sang in front of people like that after my band. I sing the Scorpion song, Still Loving You, which I fucking had down in my car. And then I tried it for the first time. I was like shaking, I was all nervous, and everyone was looking at me weird, and I pretty much was embarrassed. But after a while, I kind of got the hang of it after some beers, loosen up the self, social lubricant, and doing it, often. Pretty soon, I knew where all the karaoke days were on all the bars in Long Beach, and then Monday I'd go to the, Pike, and then Tuesday I'd go to the Prospector, and Wednesday it was the Prospector, Thursday it was Gallagher's, and then pretty soon you start seeing a lot of the same people that are singers or like to sing, or it's their hobby. Me, I was chasing dreams, and I started getting good, man. Me and this group of singers, man, we were like, and my mentor Vince, this older guy who, like, fun guy to go out with and drink, and he'd always give me really good advice. That was just the last soul. But I ended up being able to nail the Scorpions, Rock You Like a Hurricane, Audioslave, Like a Stone, a bunch of other ones, man. At my peak, I was fucking killing Journey, Queen, all the hard stuff. And it was just fun as hell, man. I had a lot of good nights. All right. Have a good night. Bye.